Welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, Texas, and jam-packed with another outstanding lineup. We're going to kick off things tonight by getting you ready for the NBA All-Star Weekend. As the NBA's best, they are in the Big Apple for all the festivities. But first, let's head out to Milwaukee and discuss one of the most improved teams in the league, and we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, what a remarkable job head coach Jason Kidd has done. Just overseeing this roster that had the worst record last season in the NBA. They only had 15 wins. And so we have invited back on our program on this Valentine's Day weekend the great Tom Pippins of Fox 6 Television in Milwaukee. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Love having you on this weekend, Tommy.
Well, Big E, to you and your listeners, it's a joy to be with you again. And when we talk greatness, we put that before your name, my friend. You know that.
Oh, that's a bit of a hyperbole.
As far as the Bucks are concerned, yeah, I've been blessed to be here some 33 years. And we sportscasters are prone to overstatement occasionally. But I think remarkable that you used is a good way to describe this season, because the last time any NBA team went from 15 wins to 30 at the All-Star break was never. The Milwaukee Bucks, the first to do that. The Milwaukee Bucks with 30 wins for the first time since the 1990-91 season, Big E. And more than that, think about this script. Your top draft pick, Jabari Parker, tears up his knee. ACL, gone for the season. One of their best players, Larry Sanders, personal problems, suspended by the league. He's out. They've had one injury after the other. Talk about Brandon Marshall. He goes down. Kendall Marshall, forgive me, always confuse him with the Bears receiver. He goes down in the win over the Knicks in London. Zaza Pachulia's out for a time. Ersan Ilyasova's had a number of injuries. Somehow, some way, this team has bought in to what Jason Kidd, the first-year coach, and his staff are selling. And you know what? Something foreign is happening here in Milwaukee. It certainly isn't warm weather in February, Big E. What it is defense. This team has bought into what Kidd is selling, and they are selling out on the floor. It really has been one of the more remarkable events in local sports that I've seen here in over three decades.
Well, the Milwaukee Bucks, as you're saying, they've won 8 out of their last 9 games. What a great way to head into the All-Star break with 30 wins. And as you said, that was the last time, 90-91 season. I mean, it has been truly a renaissance. You're talking about defensively. That's been the key to this turnaround. What are the other areas that have been vastly improved from last year?
Well, first of all, a young man competing in the slam dunk competition, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Big G?
The Big G, you bet. The Greek freak, anything you want to call him. He truly is emerging into a star. And I believe all of a sudden he started to practice his jump shot, Big E, and now he's hitting that. And that makes him even more incredible. He has been close to a triple-double. He just is a stat sheet stuffer. And I think GM John Hammond deserves a lot of credit. Also, you've got O.J. Mayo. You're familiar with O.J. from your days back there with Dallas. I don't know if this is the same guy. I don't think that was O.J. Mayo last year who was hurt. He was overweight. His attitude wasn't great. He has come back to being the player he can be, but his attitude is that these fellas totally respect Jason Kidd, a future Hall of Famer, and once again, he's got the credibility. This team is more talented than you think, and the sum of the parts. Jared Bayless comes in and does a good job. Jared Dudley, who called Milwaukee Bucks the Milwaukee Grinders, and now they have a grinder sandwich. It's exciting. People were leaving early for the win on Wednesday night. They were leaving early, Big E. They used to do that when the Bucks were losing constantly. It's been incredible and a lot of fun to see. There's a vibe here. There hopefully is a new arena coming with these new owners, and it's a lot of fun now to be on the Milwaukee Bucks bandwagon.
Oh, we're talking the NBA, hooping it up with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. We are talking about perhaps the most improved team in the NBA this year, the Milwaukee Bucks. And let's give some love to Jason Kidd. You're just talking about how he continues to develop all of his players. He is getting the very best out of them. I mean, really, he is still a rookie coach. This is only, his second season, and he's proven that he can hold his own against some of the NBA's finest and coach these guys up with the youngest team in the league.
Well, you're right, Ian. And you know, his demeanor is such, at least publicly, that you can't tell if he's won by 40 or lost by 40. It's always the same. It's
so steady.
But he was described as, and is indeed, was as a player, is as a coach, a voracious competitor. I mean, winning is everything to him. He has promised these fellas that they would all get a chance to play, and it is. It's truly a team effort. The other night, John Henson had 12 points in the first half and four of his five blocks, a couple of hellacious slam dunks. John Henson emerging, as he has to, in the absence of Larry Sanders. And as we speak, you wonder if Sanders will come back to the team. They're going to discuss that during this All-Star break. So with all the setbacks they've had, to play the kind of ball they're playing, again, is absolutely incredible. And it really has to start with Jason Kidd and a very fine staff. Greg Foster and some others, they have done a super job with these fellas, and they're buying into the coaching. And I think the trade, again, bringing Brandon Knight, with all due respect to Kyle Korver, I know he's had a fabulous season, but a fourth Atlanta Hawks All-Star, come on, he should have been the commissioner's pick, none other than Dwayne Wade.
Hey, I feel that way about Monte Ellis at Dallas.
Yeah, exactly. He's another. I mean, there are a lot of good players, and Knight will have his chance. But the other night, again, he's cold for a while. All of a sudden, 10 straight points at the end of the third quarter to spark a rally, which, again, started with defense as they pulled away from the hapless Sacramento Kings, who are hiring now George Karl, the former Bucks coach. So it's just been amazing to see everybody coming together. The chemistry is sensational. And I'm not saying that this team, I never thought they could make the playoffs at the beginning of the season, Biggie. And with all these injuries, too, to see what they've done. That's why I say, I don't think it's overstatement this time. It's one of the more amazing feats I've seen on the local sports and perhaps the pro sports scene in quite some time. This team very definitely has a chance. What are they, two or three games out of first place? It's crazy in mid-February.
Well, the Bucks
have a chance not only to make the playoffs, but maybe to win a round. We'll see. There are 29 games left. But what can you say? I'm really enthused about it. I'm very happy for Bucks fans.
Well, the Bucks are 7 games over .500. That's the first time since the 2009-2010 season. And, you know, we highlight the job that Jason Kidd has done and all the players. But I think back to the game earlier this week on Monday night against the Nets and just how the Bucks, they rallied from that early deficit. They were down by, 17, and they came back and won that game.
Right.
And what's just remarkable to me is the fact that the Bucks are finding ways to finish games. So my question to you is, this seems like it's a mentally tough team, too. That's the influence of Jason Kidd.
I think so. Again, you give credit where credit belongs, and Kidd gets it to start with. But then he passes it on, as you say, to these fellas who, in the past, a 17-point lead, Biggie, gone. Game over, they probably lose by 30. But this team, as you say, is tough, and they do it with defense. On a night when they weren't shooting the ball well, they found a way. When they were down recently to the Lakers at the very end, it was all just said and done. They were going to take a last-second shot. It wasn't going to go up. That's the way it's been in the past. Instead, O.J. Mayo bangs a triple as the clock is winding down, and they win the game in overtime. So, yes, the ability, I think, to be mentally tough, but to do it with their defense has made all the difference in the world for this team.
You know, you've mentioned O.J. Mayo a couple of times and just what a different player he is this year. Where have you seen the biggest improvement with him, aside from defense?
Well, his health is certainly been a big deal. He's in shape this year, but I think it's his attitude, Biggie. I mean, we know he can shoot the ball. I mean, we know how gifted this guy is. Wasn't he the NBA Rookie of the Year runner-up? I mean, he can light it up. It's all about attitude, and you can tell that the respect that he speaks of Jason Kidd, he puts him in a light that obvious almost reverence from a basketball standpoint. And I'd be remiss if I not talk about that trade to Brandon Jennings. You get not only Brandon Knight, an emerging all-star who is in a contract year and in a good situation, that's for certain, but Chris Middleton. The other night he had 15 points and a career-high 10 rebounds. They're calling him money. We talked about a lot of players here, Biggie. There are a lot of parts, moving parts, and they're more gifted than you might think, and you combine that with the attitude and playing team ball. You played the game at a high level. You know when you have all that coming together, you've got something special. And as George Karl himself pointed out recently, you've got to have chemistry. Guys have to like each other in basketball. Maybe not football, maybe not baseball.
Right.
Why not? Because, well, they're bigger rosters, bigger teams. But it's too close a bunch here, and these fellas sincerely like each other. The other night, John Henson was being interviewed, and Giannis took the microphone from me, and he reached out with that 7-foot whatever wingspan way in the back. A lot of people around him, they're just having fun, you know, a bunch of kids playing hard, having fun and really making it for the city of Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin.
We'll be rejoined with Tom Pippins. Got to ask him some more about Giannis and just the amazing season that he is having and how he's shooting the ball. We will be right back with much, much more or smart device by going to streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. We will be right back.